We're doing the laws of kashrut. We're up to the second chapter, the fourth halacha. We had discussed the idea that the prohibition of cooking meat with milk is not only meat with milk, but also meat with milk flavor. Meat with tam chalav, with the taste of milk. And so if we have a dairy pot and meat is cooked in it, so then we say that's the equivalent of cooking the meat with the milk itself, and the meat is prohibited and the pot needs to be kashered. Now, מה שביאנו, שאין צריך חלב בין לאסור הבשר, what we explained, that it doesn't have to be just milk in order to make the meat prohibited. Even if you cook meat in a dairy pot, that will make the meat prohibited. ושאין צריך בשר בין לאסור חלב, or the inverse, you don't need meat in order to make the milk prohibited. If you heat up milk in a fleishik pot, in a meat pot, the milk will be prohibited. והטעם נבדו גם כן אוסר, just the flavor of the milk will make the meat prohibited, the flavor of the meat will make the milk prohibited. כגון טעם שבלוע בכלי, we spoke about the flavor that's absorbed into the vessel. כל זה רק אם הטעם טרי. All of this is only relevant if the flavor is fresh. דהיינו שלא עברו עליו חפדלת שעות. That means that the last time you used this pot was in the past 24 hours. So when we say that milk that's cooked in a meat pot, the flavor of the meat comes into the milk, that's only if this pot was used for meat within the last 24 hours. אבל טעם שעברו עליו 24 שעות הרי הוא מתקלקל. But we assume that flavor that's been absorbed into a pot after 24 hours, that flavor is pungent. It is no longer positive. That's what we call in halacha, notein tam lifgam. That the flavor that comes out is now a tainted flavor. It's not a positive flavor. וכשטעם זה נפלט לחלב ולבשר הרי הוא פוגם. So if I have a pot that has not been used within the last 24 hours for meat or milk, at this point I assume that whatever flavor is coming out of the walls of the pot harm the dish. There's no longer a positive milk flavor coming out of a milk pot, no longer a positive meat flavor coming out of a meat pot. This is very important, no questions yet. Let's finish the thoughts. I told you guys, in these halachot, we have to finish a thought before we take questions. So, our rule is, notein tam lifgam, that after me'eit le'eit, after 24 hours, our pot is notein tam lifgam. This is relevant to a pot, to a spoon, to a knife. Once 24 hours have passed, since it was used with meat, or milk, depending if it's a meat pot or a milk pot, so then the flavor that comes out is a negative flavor. ולימדונו חכמים שכל טעם הפוגם אינו אוסר. And our sages told us that when the flavor that comes out is a negative flavor, then it does not cause a prohibition. נותן טעם לפגם, negative flavor that comes out of a pot, even if when it went in it was good flavor. I cooked my chont on Shabbos. But then I cleaned out my chont pot, and Monday morning, my relatives came to visit, and they didn't realize it was a meat pot, and they started cooking cereal with milk in the pot. But 24 hours have passed. The pot, I stopped using it Motzei Shabbat. Now it's Monday. 24 hours have passed. Now it is notein tam lifgam. The pot will no longer give off a positive meat flavor. What we have to know is that the only thing that gets ruined after 24 hours is flavor that's absorbed into the pot. But what happens if I cook a broth? I make chicken soup. Now my potatoes and my carrots are absorbed with chicken flavor or with meat flavor. I don't say, well, after 24 hours, it's a negative meat flavor in the food. It's only when the flavor has been absorbed into a vessel. And certainly, I don't assume that meat itself becomes negative flavored after 24 hours. So you have to make sure that the pot you're using isn't dirty. Because if it has oil or fats from the meat, so then it doesn't matter if 24 hours passed. That's a no mitkelkel bishulzman. It doesn't get ruined with this type of time that passes 24 hours. So we spoke about one thing, and we still have a lot to discuss about it. We just introduced the concept that flavor that's absorbed into a vessel after 24 hours becomes a negative flavor, and it will not cause what's cooked in it to be prohibited. We have many more details to be discussed. We're still going to discuss that sharp foods bring out a positive flavor, what's called davar harif. If you saute onions in a meat pot, then even if it has not been used in the last 24 hours, we assume it takes out a positive meat flavor from the vessel. If you cut an onion with a knife, even if the knife hasn't been used in the last 24 hours, we assume the sharpness of the onion or the garlic and the force of the knife going in, duchka de sakina, the pressure of the knife cutting through the sharp food, will also bring out a positive flavor. So there are many details we haven't touched on yet. But today we learned one concept, notein tam nifgam, that a vessel will give a negative flavor when 24 hours have passed, at least since the last time it was used for meat or milk.